What's going on, guys? Hope you guys doing good. Unfortunately, there was no deal for the stimulus thing. This new package supposedly that was supposed to come in hand, they went away after the election did. After the elections, to make up a plan, do something. Honestly, I think Pelosi and McCutcheon should just fucking retire already. They're a bunch of old hacks. They're rich anyways. They don't give two fucks about us anyways. So what does it matter? That's just my opinion. Anyways, let's talk about taxes. Everybody's talking about, oh, if Biden wins, that he's gonna tax us all. He's gonna increase taxes on the hardworking American out here. That is not, I mean, it's not 100% accurate. If you're making over $400,000 a year, there's a possibility 60% increase on your tax. He'll try to do it because he pretty much wants the people that are making over $400,000 a year into, like, pretty much the wealthy, the rich people, to pay more taxes, because obviously they're fucking making money. They're obviously where they're at for a reason, but still, it's still, in a way, it's kind of fucked up because they got to where they got, I guess, because their hard work, you know, and their consistency and they having their own business, or, you know. And how fair is it to him? How fair is it to them that they gotta pay more taxes out of their pocket and just, you know, fucking, you know, pay, you know, more? Why should they have to pay more if, you know, especially, you know, if they have their own thing going on? They have a lot of things they gotta pay, but whatever. I guess Biden wants that, you know, every American to pay, you know, the rich people to pay as much taxes as average worker, you know. But that's how it is. It's always gonna be like that, guys. The rich stay rich, the poor stay poor, you know what I'm saying? Everything's like that for a reason. But these taxes, everybody's complaining about taxes. Everybody has to pay fucking taxes regardless, you know what I'm saying? You want to have your own business, you gotta pay taxes. If anything, a worker pays more taxes than having your own business, because we can. Having your own business, you actually can do write-offs on all the expense you're using for your business. Like, for example, you're a YouTuber, right? And you're making, you know, a decent amount every month. You can save all your receipts and use them as an expense. You know, if you're traveling, if you're getting new cameras, those are all an expense, you know? So when you do your taxes, you gotta find the right accountant. You can just write them off, and you probably gonna barely pay any tax, you know? More than the average American worker. The average American worker, like, for example, me, I get taxed a lot at my job. I get paid bi-weekly. I get paid fucking tax up the ass. Over fucking $500 they take out of my check. That's a lot compared to a fucking, you know, business owner. Business owners are smart, man. That's why they save their receipts. They write offs. They do as many write-ups as they can, man. And they just use them at expense, you know. So, you know, they don't pay that much tax, to be honest. Like it or not, we all gotta pay fucking taxes. Some people are just trying to get away with not paying them, but they get in trouble. Deal with the IRS bullshit. Just we all gotta pay the fucking taxes. That's part of life. That's part of the society. Paying taxes, you know. Don't be like these celebrities, be greedy and fucking not pay taxes. Then they end up with tax evasion and get behind bars for like 2 years. Like, you know, the dude from Jersey Shore, I think Mike, the same ish happened with him. You know, he did 2 years locked up for tax evasion. You know, he didn't pay his taxes, which I don't understand. They're making millions of dollars and they can't fucking pay taxes. I don't understand. Just pay your fucking taxes. Wesley Snipes was another one. You know, there's all, you know, it's all, everybody gotta pay something, you know. That's part of the plan, man. It's part of the game. Everybody's entitled to pay a little bit or a lot. It's how you do it, you know what I'm saying? When you have your business, you can do it, you know what I'm saying? You can try to beat the system and have all your expense write-offs and avoid paying so much taxes. That's the good thing about having your business. Because the average worker, like I said, man, average worker, just, you're paying more. You're paying way more taxes. It sucks. You know, it really does suck. But that's how it is, man. That's the, it is what it is. You can't go and you can't hide around. There's no way to hide in tax with taxes, man. Can't go nowhere. You gotta pay them regardless. They'll catch you. There's nowhere to hide, man. Once they find you, they're gonna fuck you over, man. And then you gotta pay that, all that shit back you owe. Whatever you owe, you gotta pay that back. So just make sure when you have your business, make sure you have, write down everything you had, you've been buying. Like, save your receipts. Get like a, you know, a box. Pull your receipts on. You know, make sure you have them. Get a notepad that will keep all your, you know, write down all your expense using, you know, cameras, you know, whatever it is for your business that you spend money on your business. You just use that and you just save it for your accountant and, you know, be straight. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully you get to use that as an expense and get a write off and, you know, pay less taxes. That's what I did. When I was doing Uber, I had, you know, I saved all my receipts from the gas, oil change, and everything, man. And it was good, man. I saved all them receipts. It helped me out big time. You know, it helps me out big time, you know. So that way you don't pay all that tax, whatever money you pay. Oh, you don't owe that much. But that's good. That's why you get a 1099, obviously. But even when you're working too, you should use as much expense as you can. Save your receipts. Like, if you have to wear uniforms for your job, you know, you can use write that write off. You can save that. You can, you your gas mileage, obviously, and all that stuff. All that shit helps, man. But, you know, see what happens. You know what I'm saying? That's up to you. We can, you know, avoid. Try not, you know, try to make your life easier than harder, you know what I'm saying, with these taxes. You know, it is what it is. We all got to pay taxes at the end of the day, man. That's how life is. That's how this shit is. So if you think that Biden's going to raise your taxes, then, you know, you don't have to vote for him. Or, you know, if you think Trump's going to do tax cuts, then, hey, you know, some jobs don't want to do no tax cuts. You know what I'm saying? So it's just what it is, man. You can't hide from taxes at the end of the day. We all gotta pay fucking taxes. That is part of the society, man. Taxes is taxes. You know, we can sit here and run, but we cannot hide. Taxes, they will find you. The IRS don't give a fuck. So just pay your goddamn taxes. Either if you're self-employed or employed, you still gotta fucking, they're gonna take it out anyways when you're employed. So might as well just deal with the fucking bullshit, you know. But that's how it is, man. If you can get tax breaks, you know, you're lucky, man. You'd be like Trump, man. Hey, more power to you. Try to get as much tax breaks as you can. But taxes is taxes, man. Everybody got to pay taxes. It is what it is. There's no hiding from it. They're going to be there regardless. So we just got to deal with it. All right? If you're a business owner, just, you know, you be smart with it, man. And try to, you know, as many methods you can avoid paying, so having a big tax bill, man. Just have your expenses saved and have a great, good accountant. That's all you need, you know. All right, well, thank you guys. I appreciate you guys so much. I hope you guys had a great day. Tomorrow's another day. We'll take it from there. God bless you all. Peace.